Good morning. Yeah. Hey, 3 day and I'm walking. You know what that means? It means I screwed up yesterday. Hi. 62 degrees here on a blue sky morning on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. And I'm up, I'm out. I am trying to recover some of my habit that has been woefully abused by No Man's Sky. I am on track. If I walk today and tomorrow, I will get my 40 miles for the month. And if I walk Monday and Tuesday, I'll be on track for a 3 day on June the 3rd. So, yeah. Also, the day gets really hot by 8 o'clock. So, today's not too bad. It's 60. I am wearing my hoodie just because I wanted the pockets. I could have gotten by with a t-shirt probably. Sun is up, sky is blue. I had a lovely 20 minutes of blues. Speaking of blue, Blues is the Truth podcast. From May the 23rd, he puts out 2 hours a week, and I only listen to 20 minutes a day. So he puts out more in a week than I can listen to in a week. So I think the last time I talked to you, I was complaining about the lack of interesting space opera, and I found smells good. I found an interesting mashup of space opera and Cultivation game lit. And there were two books. There were three books on the list, but I didn't realize the third book was on pre-order. So I zipped through the first two books, loved them. And now you're going to want to know what the book is, and I have spaced it. Spuggy expression. Let's see if I can call up my list without killing the recording. It looks like I can. What was it? It was The Stargazer's War. To Flail Against Infinity. Come on. J.P. Valentine, The Stargazer's War, is the series. And yeah, it's it hit all of my buttons. I just love the hell out of it. I wish there was more. Right now I feel for the people who are waiting for the next Wizards book. Speaking of which, I think I know what it is. I think I know what it's going to be. And it's all because of No Man's Sky. I've been having an ongoing discussion with a person who I won't call out, and name and shame, as it were. Because No Man's Sky has bacon with his blood. Basically, taken over my spare time and a lot of time that wasn't spare. And it has, speaking of pushing all the buttons, scratching all the itches. Single player. And for the first couple of weeks here, no connection to the No Man's Sky collected database of servers. And I could not figure out how to get even network options to show up under options. So it was literally just me in my own little world. And it was great, except that without the network connections, the game is borked. There's some stuff that doesn't work. And it's driving me crazy because it didn't work. And it's like, why doesn't this work? Why doesn't this work? And the answer turned out to be, it doesn't work because you don't have a network connection to the servers. And you can play the game without the network connection to the servers. But periodically, you have to upload all your crap to reset some of the key NPCs who reward you for what you've done and what you've discovered, and to actually move the story along a little bit. I think I probably could have finished the mainline stories had I pushed through and just ignored those pieces that didn't work, but it was a little bit of gravel in my shoe. Every time I tried to do it, it was like, and it would fail. So last week sometime I saw something about GOG Galaxy, because I'm using the GOG version, not the Steam version. I'm trying not to put all my eggs in the Steam basket. Every once in a while I'd like to scramble a few, you know what I mean? Oh, my nose. It's cottonwood season. And I'm not particularly allergic to cottonwood. The pollen is so thick here. Anyway, so I saw something about GOG Universe, and trying to run a GOG game that is Windows only on Linux. It worked perfectly well with Wine. I had no problem running it with Wine. But the network wouldn't connect because it didn't have all the network taps turned on. So I've been looking around and looking around and looking around and trying to figure out, okay, how do we beat this? And I tried setting routers and doing all kinds of stuff, and none of it worked. So I was yesterday facing the issue of what I don't want to play like this. I have a good amount of numbers in the game. I've got like 100 hours, and the game is a ton of fun. It's sort of like X4 Foundations, which is really good, really fun. I got a lot of building and crafting and development, and like all the other games that I love. And it's in outer space, so what's not to love? Squirrel having fits up there. Anyway, so last week sometime, they said, oh yeah, you can do it, it's easy, you run it under Linux. And then there's this pages long set of instructions on how to get it to run under Linux without having any problems whatsoever. And I'm like, oh yeah, right, this looks, and I put it aside. So yesterday I'm like, I don't want to play this if it's burked. And if I play it on Steam, it's probably not going to be burked. So it was either buy the game again on Steam, twice the price, or go back and look up that list of things that needed to happen to run it on the GOG Galaxy on Linux using a a playing environment, a working environment called Bottles. So I went through, and step by step, some of them weren't exact because my operating system used slightly different accesses. Some of them I already had installed. So I went ahead and installed, followed the directions on setting up Bottles, set up a bottle for God Galaxy, fired it up, bam. Logged in with my GOG credentials, credentials, and off we go. Off we go. I had to reinstall it, which meant I have now three installations of this silly game. I need to kill off the two that are not in GOG Galaxy, which should be easy enough to find. Play for a couple of days and then see which one hasn't been accessed. And when I fired up, of course I had to start a new game, which meant I had to suss out how the save files work, as the save files have been bothering me. It's like, I'm only allowed one save file? What if I want to start another game? And I see these streamers with, you know, multiple starts for different purposes for their stream content. And I'm thinking, what? Coming up on it, get ready to say it with me? Monk post. And it's like, how do they do that? And the answer turns out to be stupidly simple, because I always make things way too complicated. The save files are all in a single directory called default user. And if you want to save things, just copy default the folder. Just copy the folder. Don't screw around. Just copy the folder. And when you start a new game, it counts it as a new game. I named my last save, so I knew what it was called. And I started a new game and played it until I got to the first breakpoint, and then quit out to the beginning. And when I came back in, I had both my old game reconstructed, ready to go, and the new game sitting there just waiting. So it all goes into the same folder, and the answer is copy the folder, don't worry about the files. The folder is small enough, it doesn't really matter. I have a suspicion it leans heavily on the server for some of the stuff, but not all of it, because it worked without the server. Except for those few network upload issues that needed to be addressed. So yeah, No Man's Sky. I got my S-Class freighter, and I'm about... Well, good morning.
How are you?
Doing good, you?
Thank you.
Neighbor with his little dog and a bag of stuff. I wonder if he's getting the bag. Haven't seen him for a while, but then again, I haven't seen pretty much anybody for a while. So yeah, I got an S-Class freighter, and I've had an S-Class fighter for a while. I'm farming now Sentinel fighters in a pirate system, trying to get an S-Class Sentinel fighter, which would be spectacular. But I built a Corvette that looks like shit. It does the job. It does what I want it to do. Doesn't do one iota more, but it does what I did. Does what I wanted to do. I got the beginning of my freighter set up. I've run a few frigate expeditions. I've recruited a few frigates. I need to do some more. I'm still figuring out how this all works. And that's figuring out how it all works is taking me back to Roger Mulligan. And a big part of the discussion I've been having with this person who has so far been unnamed was about trying to figure out A, what Roger's supposed to be doing, B, and probably more important, what I'm supposed to be doing. And the idea that I should be writing, I should write every day, I should put in my 2,000 words or whatever. And that's really how I tackle the cat. And I have to say, as I'm good with the cat. The cat was as good as I could make it at the time. But I am dissatisfied with the cat. Because I wanted it to be better. Which is, you know, the working hypothesis all the time, the working rule. I wanted it to be better. And I've gone from being really simple things like, I got to do some better dialogue. And, plot. There is one there, I think. And character development. And a lot of character development actually does happen. A lot of it is really subtle. But I'm really pleased with the way two-dimensional the original two-dimensional gimmick named Ishmael Huang came from that to a struggling adult and what I think is a pretty realistic level of development for fiction, or for anything really, because character development doesn't happen except in fiction, so except in real life. And a lot of times it doesn't happen in real life, but that's a whole different ball game. Anyway. So Roger has developed. Roger's on a journey, and the cat was. No, pardon me. I'm going to stop and look at this rye. Some of my rye is up, and it's growing ears. This is the first piece of rye I've seen alongside the sidewalk here that has really started putting up ears. It's interesting, there's very little rye outside. There's a patch there. That patch of rye was only there because the guy running the bar trimmer along the edge had to zoom out around a lamppost and a junction box, so he missed a chunk. That included some really interesting looking rye. There's some more right there. But, morning. But some of my rye, some of the earliest rye, has got ears that are like almost 6 inches long. They're huge. Dozens of rows. It looks like a real rye patch. It's silly. But I don't know why. It's really gratifying. Anyway, Roger's on a journey, and it's being largely confined by the Shackleford house. So I needed to figure out how all of this Barbara Griffin noise and Roger Mulligan noise and Fidelia and Shackleford's relationship and all of that. And I just pushed that to the background while I've done No Man's Sky. And what's fallen out is a much more interesting story than I had a vision of before. It's not like it's like now I have sort of a vision, whereas before all I had was mud. So need to throw some clay on the wheel and get it turning, speaking of mud, and get it centered, which is what No Man's Sky does. It's getting me centered. And trust my process, knowing that whenever that happens, the process will carry it through. It always has. It has for almost 20 years. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't continue. So I just have to trust it. And I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.